Workman, Mabel White, Loma Linda, California, November 1907. Dear Mabel, I have been very much occupied with my writings early and late, and many nights have been unable to sleep after 1 o'clock. I am not pleased with this kind of experience. I spend much time in earnest prayer for help and strength and wisdom to be guided aright at every point. I desire to view things in a clear light and handle wisely the difficulties that present themselves, that Satan cannot gain the advantage. I see so many things that ought to be done that are not done to bring the truth before the people. Commercialism is occupying the means and minds of many. For the sake of gain, many are accepting the tempting offers of the world. My heart is made sad as I see this, for this commercialism is grasping the talents that should be earnestly employed in opening the Scriptures to souls who are in darkness because they have not a correct knowledge of the Word. The Son of God came to our world and took humanity upon Himself, that fallen men and women might have the privileges of the children of God. You have He quickened that were dead in trespasses and sins, the Apostle writes, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for the great love wherewith He hath loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace, in His kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2, verse 1-10. The disciple John bears testimony of Christ. That which we have heard from the beginning, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This, then, is the message which we have heard of Him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanseth us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. 1 John 1, verse 1-10. It is the gospel and the gospel alone that will sanctify the soul. And this makes possible to the receiver that life that measures with the life of God. This is the record that God has given us, even eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He who is a partaker of the divine nature will escape the corruptions that are in the world through lust. His faith in Christ as the life-giver gives him life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. 1 John 5, verse 13. This life of sanctification and joy in believing is for every soul who in faith will claim the promises of the Word of God and draw upon divine strength for the work of overcoming. It is the privilege of the Christian to be strong under difficulty by keeping his eye fixed upon the pattern. This is one way in which we prove the Lord. Let your faith work by love and purify the soul.